B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start Brachas Tavov, four lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Tanya Abba Binyamin Oymir, Ilmole nitnor shus la'ayin lirois, if our eyes would have permission to see all the spirits, all the shadim, the demons, however you want to define them, that are around us, ein kol beria yechelo lamoid mipnei mazikin, we wouldn't be able to survive seeing and being knowledgeable about what's going on around us. Omar Abaya, inhu nefishi minon, they are much more than we are, v'kaime alon kikisla l'ugya, and they surround us like a ditch surrounds a mount. Omar Avhuna, kol chad v'chad minon, alpha mismola, revovo miyemino, each one of us has 1,000 such mazikim on our left side and 10,000 mazikim on our right side. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava, hai duchka dehava bekala. This feeling of being pushed that one has at the kala, when many people get together to learn Torah, minayu hava. It's this feeling we feel because of those mazikim that are surrounding us, that are pushing us. Hani birki deshilhi. Our knees that feel tired, minayu, it's from them. Hani moni derabonon debolu. The clothes of the chachomim, they get worn out. Michufya ditu, it's from the rubbing of these mazikim onto the chachomim. Hani kari de menakfon. Sometimes when one's feet feel like they're knocking into each other, minayu hava, it's because of these mazikim. Hai man deboye le meidalhu, if somebody wants to know of their existence, have witnessed that they exist, laisi kitma nehila, he should take some sifted ashes, v'nehadir apuria, and he should spread it around his bed, u'betzafran, in the morning, chozi he'll see kikara de tarnagoyla, the footprints similar to those of a chicken. Hayman deboy lechazinu, if you dare and you want to see the mazikim, leisa shulyaisa, he should take the placenta de shunrasa uchmasa bas uchmasa, a black cat whose mother was also black. Buchrasa, this cat is the firstborn cat, bas buchrasa, who is the daughter of a firstborn. Vilekalye benura, and you should burn it in an oven. Uleshachya, uleshachke, and you should grind it. V'limli einei minei, should fill his eyes with the ashes of this burnt placenta. V'chozilei, and he will see them. U'leshadya b'guvoso t'parzela, and he should put the remains of the ashes into an iron tube. U'lechosmei b'gushbanka t'parzela, and he should seal it closed with a metal seal. Dilma gonvi minei, in order that the mazikim should not steal these ashes. V'lechtim pumei, make sure to keep his mouth closed. Kihecha deloy litzik, in order that he should not get harmed by these mazikim. Rav Bivibar Abaya Ovatochi, he did this. Choza, he saw the mazikim, v'idzik, he got harmed. Bo rabbonon rachmeole, the rabbonon davened that he become cured, v'idzik, and he became better. Continues the Gemara Tanya. Abba Binyamin Oymir, Ein tfilah shel odom nishmas elo bebeis haknesses. The most opportune place for a tfilah to be heard is dafke in a shul, in a beis haknesses. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, lishmoya el horina ve'el hatfilah. B'mokim rino, in a place of rino, where songs, shirois and tishbochis are sung to Hashem, which is a shul, that's el hatfilah, shomte hatfilah, that's where a person should daven. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rovin Barav Ado Omar Bitzchok. How do we know that Hashem is present in a shul? Shenema elikim nitzov badas kil. Uminayin la'asoro shemispalelim sheshchina imoim. The Shechina is present when ten are davening. Shenema elikim nitzov badas kil. Adas is a group of 10 people, a minion. When a minion get together to daven, then the Shechina is with them. Uminayin lishloisha shiyeshim bedin. Three dayonim that are sitting in a beis din, sheshchina imoim, shenemar bekerev elikim yishpoit. Uminayin lishnayim sheyoshvim voiskim batoira, even two people who are sitting and learning Torah, sheshchina imoim, shenemar oz nidburu yirei Hashem, isher re'eu vayakshev Hashem v'goymer. And the end of that pasuk is Ulechoy Shvei Shemoi. My Ulechoy Shvei Shemoi, which are another group of people besides for the people who are talking to each other and learning, there's another group of people that also merit the Shechinah. Who are they? They are Ulechoy Shvei Shemoi. My Ulechoy Shvei Shemoi. Who are they? Omer Vashi. It's referring to those people that Chishev Adam Lasis Mitzvah. He very much intended and wanted and was committed to doing a mitzvah. Venenas, and in the last second he couldn't do it, he had an oinus, v'lo yaso, malulov akosov kilu aso, he gets schar as if he did the mitzvah. Uminayin continues the Gemara Shafilu Echo Chayeshiv Oisig Batira, Sheshchino Imoi, even a person is sitting on his own and learning Torah, the Shechin is with him. Shenemar Bachol Mokima Shaz Kiras Shemi, the Torah is called Hashem's name. And anywhere where my name is mentioned, where my Torah is learnt, Ovo Yelecho, I will be there with you, Uverachticha, and bless you. Asks the Gemara, V'chime'achar dafilu chad, if we have a source that even one person is learning Torah, the Shechinah is with them, Trei mi boya, why do I need a posuk that's going to tell us that two people who learn the Shechinah is with them? Of course the Shechinah is with them. Even one have the Shechinah. Answers the Gemara, Trei michtavon milayu b'seifa zechroinois. The pasuk that speaks about two is Oz Nidbru Yire Hashem Ishes Re'u V'yakshiv Hashem Vayishmo V'yikosev Sefer Zikorin Lefonov. So if two people are learning, they are written in a sefer. And Tosfos says, of course, every mitzvah and everything a person does is written in a sefer, as it says V'chol Ma'asecho B'Sefer Nichtovim. It's a Mishnah in Ovis. But over here, they're written in a unique sefer and a separate sefer. If two are learning together, the Divrei Torah that they're learning get recorded in a special sefer. Chad lo michtavon milei b'seifa zichronos, but one person who is learning on his own, his Divrei Torah do not get written in that special sefer. Continues the Gemara v'mechime achar dafilu betrei tlosem iboya. If two people who are learning have the Shechinah, why do I need a special pasuk to say that when three people are together, the Shechinah is there with them? Says the Gemara, ma'odetei ma'amei of thought dina. That the three that are not actually sitting and learning, they're just in a beis din being three dayonim. It's just din and shalma ba'alma, who is just bringing peace into the world. It's not actually considered Torah, and therefore the Shechinah will not be with them. V'lo yaseh Shechinah, komash malon, the chiddush is, dino nam yehainu Torah, doing din al pi Torah is also considered Torah, and the Shechinah is with them. Once we have a makor that three people who are considered learning Torah have the Shechinah, Asorah Miboya, why do I need a special pasuk for the ten? Answers the Gemara, Asorah Kodmo Shechinah V'Asya. The ten, even before they all finish coming to Shul to Daven, the Shechinah is already there waiting for them. Tlosa, however, regarding the three Dayonim, Ad Yosvi, it's only when they're sitting doing the din that the Shechinah is there with them. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ovin Barav Ada Omar Bitzchok Minayin Shakadish Baruch Maniach Tfilin. How do you know that not only we have a mitzvah to wear tfilin every day, but Kiviyachal, so to speak, even Hashem wears tfilin? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Nishba Hashem, Hashem made a shvua with two things, Biyaminoi, with Kiviyachal, something to do with his right hand, Ubizraya Uzoi, and something to do with his left hand, and the left hand is got some association with Oiz, with strength. And the Gemara says, Biyaminoi, what's the right hand of Hashem? Zu Torah. Hashem made a shvua with his Torah, which is called Yaminoi, his right hand. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Miyaminoi, Eish Das Lomoi. The Torah is called a fiery Das, a religion, the Torah, which comes Miyaminoi, the right hand from Hashem. Ubizraya Uzoi Eilu Tfilin, Shenemar Hashem Oiz La'amo Yitain. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael strength, and they put the Tfilin on their left hand. Uminayin Sha Tfilin Oizheim. How do we know that Tfilin are considered a strength for Klal Yisrael? Li Yisrael? Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ro Chol Ame Ha'oretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecho V'yoru Mimeko. When the Ame Ha'oretz, the nations of the world, see the Tfilin on our heads, then they fear us, they fear Hashem. So you see that our strength is our tefillin. Hashem takes Uzoi and puts it onto his hands, referring to the tefillin. And Hashem made a shvua with Roya Uzoi, referring to the tefillin. V'tanya Rebeleza Godel, Oymer Elu Tefillin Sheberoish, the Ami Oretz, they fear the tefillin shel roish, it's the only one they can see, the tefillin shel yad is hidden, but the tefillin are hence called oiz, the strength of Klal Yisrael, and that's the oiz that Hashem makes a shvuah with, which is associated kviyachol to his left hand. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman vayitzchok Reb Chiya bar Ovin. Hanit tefillin d'more elma, these tefillin that kviyachol Hashem wears, maksiv buhu, what parashas does it say in them? We know what it says in the parashas of our tefillin, Shema, v'hoyim shemoya, kadesh v'hoyoki v'yecho. What does it say in the parashas of Hashem's tefillin? Omer lei, he said as follows, the pasuk, mi ka'amcho Yisrael goy echot bo'oretz. Hashem gets praise from praising us. Asks the Gemara, v'mi mishtabech kut shabrichu b'shvacheyu de Yisrael? Does Hashem get praised just by praising us? Says the Gemara, yes, tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, es Hashem he'emarto hayoim, v'Hashem he'emircho hayoim, that we get praised by praising Hashem, and Hashem gets praised by praising us. Omer Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativo achas bo'olam. You singled me out in the world as being the only koyach, the only power in the world. Vani eseschem chativo achas bo'olam. And I will single you out to make you unique amongst all the nations of the world. And that's umika amcha Yisrael goy echot bo'oretz. That's what it says in the tefillin of Hashem, which corresponds to us saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, v'ani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam shenema umik amcho Yisrael goy echod ba'oretz. As we explained, Oma lirvach abrei derava lirvashi tinoch b'chad beisa b'shar boti mai. We know that the tefillin shel roish has four compartments, each one is home to a different parasha. All four parashas are written on a single klaf and put into the tefillin shel yad. That there's four parashas, there's four batim, there's four compartments. So we know what it says in one of the compartments of Hashem's tefillin. What does it say in the rest of his tefillin? Says the Gemara, Omer lei. So we're now going to have another five psukim, and then the Gemara is then going to discuss that we don't have six parashas. So the first one we already said is Mika Amcha Yisrael. What else? So the Gemara says as follows, Kimi Goy Godil. And there's another pasuk, Umi Goy Godil. Another pasuk, Ashrecha Yisrael. Another pasuk, Oy Hanisa Elikim. Another pasuk, Ulesitcha Elyon. Asks the Gemara, Ihochan Afishalu Tuve Bata. We need to have six batim. There's six psukim, six parashas you've just mentioned. Elo, no, Kimi Goy Godil, Umigoy Godil, the two psukim, the second one and the third one that we mentioned, the Damyuna Dodi, they are similar to each other, Bechad Beisa, they are written together. Ashrecho Yisroel, which was the fourth pasuk, Umika Amcho Yisroel, which was the first one, Bechad Beisa, they two together go into one compartment. Oya Nisa Elikim, which was the fifth pasuk, Bechad Beisa. Ulasitcha Elyon, which was the sixth pasuk, Bechad Beisa has its own compartment. Altogether, we have here four compartments, exactly like the tefillin that we have. Bekulu ksivi be'edroi, and all these six psukim, all these four parashiyos, are written in the tefillin shel yad of Hashem. Kviyachol. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rovin Barav Ada, Omer Yitzchok. Kol harogi lovi lebeis hakneses, somebody who commonly comes to shul, v'loi bo yoim echod, and one day doesn't come. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashil boy, Hashem wonders and he inquires, where is he? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, mi bochem yore Hashem shemea b'koil avdoi, asher holach hashakim ve'ein noiga aloi. There was somebody who used to be here, and now he's holach hashakim, and now he's not here. Im ledvar mitzvah holach, if he went, Hashem inquires, why is he not here? If he went to do a dvar mitzvah, noigaloi, then Hashem lights his way for him. Ve'im ledvar harushus holach, if he went just for something which was a rushus, it's not something he had to do, it wasn't a chiyuv or a mitzvah. Ein noigaloi, he will not get the light of Hashem shone upon him. Why? Yivtach b'shem Hashem. As the pasuk carries on, my tam, mishum dehavalei liftoach b'shem Hashem v'loi botach. everything is in Hashem's hands. Basic bitachon, trust in Hashem. If you trust in Hashem, then going for any business or anything that's not a chiyuv or a mitzvah means that you were mevata, you decided to, instead of coming to daven and trusting Hashem, you decided to do the ishtadlus. That's a lack of bitachon in Hashem. Never ever miss a tefillah to do something that's not a mitzvah or a chiyuv. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, if Hashem comes to the shul and he sees that the minion that's supposed to be there is not there, miyadu koyes, Hashem kavyachol gets annoyed. Shenemar madua bosi ve'ein ish karosi ve'ein oine. Where are the people who I'm waiting for? Omar Reb Chelboy Omar Reb Huna. We're now going to bring a memra of Reb Chelboy Omar Reb Huna b'negea to tefillah, and consequent to that, we're going to have six memras of Reb Chelboy Omar Reb Huna, some closely, more closely associated to tefillah and some less, but all memras from the same Reb Huna. Says the Gemara, what's the first one? Omar Reb Chelboy Omar Reb Huna. Kol hakiveh mokim litfilos, if somebody has a fixed place for davening, Elikei Avram be'ezrei, the Hashem, the God of Avram Avinu, will be there to aid him. Ukushameis, when this person dies, Oimrim Loid, they'll say, a honor of woe that we have lost a humble person, a chosid, he was a chosid, mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu, he had the traits of the students of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was obviously kivei amokim litfilasi, and if this person did the same, he's called talmidei shel Avraham Avinu. Asks the Gemara, Avraham Avinu minolon dekov amokim, how do you know that Avraham Avinu was kivei amokim litfilasi? Tichsiv v'yashkim Avraham baboike el amokim asher omad shom. Yesterday he stood in a place, and today when Avraham Avinu woke up, he went back and stood in the same place they went yesterday. What's this standing referring to? Ve'in amido elo tefillah. Standing means tefillah. Shneema v'yamid Pinchas v'yifalil. When Pinchas davened, the posuk uses the term v'yamid, he stood. So you see that amido is a form of tefillah. It's one of the terms used for tefillah. So when it says Avraham Avinu was vayashkim and he was omad shom, he went to the same place that he davened yesterday, went back again today, you see that he was kevei amokim litfilasi. Continues the Gemara, the second memra, Omar of Chelboy, Omar of Huna. Hayoitza mibeis hakneses, somebody who's leaving a shul, al yafsia psiogaso, he shouldn't run, he shouldn't take these long strides as if he can't wait to get out of shul. Omar Abaye, this is obviously only talking about leaving shul. Avolameel, when you come to shul, mitzvah lemirat, it's a mitzvah to rush, to run to shul. Shenema nirudafol adasis Hashem. Tefillah is the place where you're going to get to know Hashem, you're going to get close to Hashem, and you should run to get to know Hashem. Omer Abzeira, Meresh, we were used to ki have a chazinu lulu rabbonon to karoti lepirka b'shabsa. When the chachomim used to run to go to their shir on Shabbos to hear divrei Torah, amina, we would say komachalion rabbonon shabsa. It's similar to a chilul Shabbos because on Shabbos you're not supposed to run. Kivin zeshaman alahadur of tanchum amr Yehoshua ben Levi. After we heard what Reb Tanchum said in the name of Yehoshua ben Levi, that leolam yarut adam ledvar halacha, a person should run to Advar Halacha, and the Vilna Gaon brings other Zogeiros Lidvar Mitzvah. Ve'afilu b'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Achri Hashem Yilchu, K'ari Yishog, V'goymer. After we heard that, Anon Namirahit, now we also used to start running to the Shir, even though it was Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, referring to running to a Mitzvah, Omer Abzeira, Agra de Pirka, the main schar a person gets for going to a shir is riato. It's the speed and the zrizos that he's going to the shir. Omar Abaya, Agra de Kalo, the main schar that one gets for going to the Kalo, which was the time where people all got together before the Yomim Toivim and other times to hear a shir, the main schar was duchka, was for being pushed or squashed, a lot of people there, and one gets special schar for that. Omar Rova, Agra de Shmaitza, Svora. When going to a Chabura where one's trying to delve into a halachic issue, Then the main tzchah was for svara, was for put being, Rashi says, yoga v'toyrech u'mechashev. He put a lot of mental energy into trying to understand the inner depth, lahovin taimish al dovah, to understand the reasoning behind the halachas, and that way come out with a clear halacha. Omer of Papa, Agra de Beitamya, the main tzchah one gets for going to the home of an oval where there are people mourning, sitting shiva, shtikusa is knowing how to stay quiet. As halacha, when one goes into the base of oval, to start off by just being quiet. Omar Mazutra, Agra de Tanisa, the main tzchah one gets for a tainis, for fasting, is tzidkaso, is the tzedaka one gives on the tainis. Omar of Sheishas, Agra de Espeda, the main tzchah one gets for giving a hesped, an ology, is deluya, if you can cause the people to bring tears into their eyes over the person that passed away. Omer of Ashi, Agra de Beilula, the main tzcha one gets for going to a chasna is mili, is saying things that will make the chosn happy. Omer of Huna, Kol hamispale la'achirei beis hakneses, anyone who davens behind the beis hakneses. What was common is always that the door of the shul was facing the backs of the people, and what we call the Mizrach, it happened to be that in Bovel, where the Gemara was written, Bovel is on the Meiriv side, on the Mizrach side of Eretz Yisrael, so they used to daven towards Meiriv. We, and many of us daven towards Mizrach, that depends where you're positioned relative to Eretz Yisrael. But it's common practice that the door of the shul is at the back, and people come in and face the front of the shul. So if somebody is standing behind the shul, means behind the people, it means on the side of the entrance of the shul, either outside the shul or even inside the shul, it depends, some Marshal says it's even inside the shul, but instead of facing in the same direction that everybody else is facing, he's facing the other way, the opposite way. Nikra Rosha is called a Rosha. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Soviv Roshoim Yaleichun. Roshoim, they are Soviv, they turn their face to daven in an opposite direction to the rest of the tzibur. Omer Abaya, Lehomron Elo Delei Mehadr Ape. If you're standing outside the shul at the back, which means just before the entrance of the shul, and you don't go into shul, but you face the same way, what we would call you face Mizrach, you face the same direction as the Tzibur, then you're not called a Rosha. Lehomron Elo Delei Mehadr Ape Lebe Knishta, Aval Mehadr Ape Lebe Knishta, if you're facing the same direction as the people in the shul, Leslon Bo, he's not called a Rosha. The Gemara narrates, Ha'u Gavra to have a matzli achiri beiknishta. There was a person that was standing at the back of the shul, outside the shul, and he was not facing the same direction as the tzibur. V'leim ha'ad apile beiknishta. Cholef Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hanavi passed by, Chazya idmelei ketayah. He was dressed up, he looked like an Arab merchant, and he turned to this person, and he said to him, Omalei, Kedu bar kayemes kavemorach. It looks like there's two powers in the world. The whole tzibur are davening in one direction, and you're davening in another direction. Do you think there are two powers running the world? Sholaf safsura, Eliyahu Hanavi took out his sword, bekotli, and killed this person. Continues the Gemara. Omale ahumir abonon revivi barabai. Vaomri lo revivi lo rev Nachman bar Yitzchok. It's a question who said this. My krum zulus livnei odom. There's a concept called krum zulas livnei odom. What does krum zulus mean? Omarli. So whoever was asked the question, either of Bivi Bar Abaya or of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, said as follows: Elu dvorim shoim din berumay shel olam. There's a certain musug, which the Gemara is going to say is called tefillah, which stands in the pinnacle of the world. Ubnei odom azalzlin behem. It's krum. Rum is a loshon of a pinnacle, of a height. It's karum and nonetheless zulus. It's a loshon of zilzil. People are acting with it as if it's not worth anything. Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Loza, Domer Tarvayo, they had a different explanation. What does karum zulus livne odom mean? Kivenshin it's tarich odom lebriyais ponov mishtanois kakrum. Krum is something very colorful. Shenema krum zulus livne odom. My krum, what is a krum? Ki also Ravdimi Omar oif echod yesh bekroche ayom. Ravdimi said, there's a bird that's out in the kroche ayom, in the islands in the sea. Ukrum shmoi, his name is Krum. The kivan shechamo zireches mishapich lekama gavnin. When the sun shines on it, it changes into multiple colors. So too, when a person is nitztarich lebriyos, he's in an embarrassed situation, he has to ask people to give him money to buy food to eat, his face changes colors. That's what it means. Pon of Mishtanu is kekrum. His face changes like the colors of this bird. That such a person who has to go around knocking on the doors and begging for food is nidoin. It's as if he's sentenced b'shnei dinim, with two types of sentences. Eish umayim. His face turns red like fire and then goes white, similar to water. When a person is faced by the creditors, by people asking and begging him back for his money, that he's begging for his basic needs and he doesn't have them, and he owes people money and he can't pay them, then it's as if it's bonu be'esh uvamayim. Continues the Gemara, the third memra of Rav Chelboi Omer Rav Huna. V'omer Rav Chelboi Omer Rav Huna, lo'ilom yehe odom zohir b'tfilas mincha. A person should be very careful to be diligent, especially with tfilas mincha. Shari Eliyahu Novi loinena ela b'tfilas mincha. He had a special siyata d'shmaya when davening mincha. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, vayhi ba'alois ha-mincha, it was mincha time, v'yagish Eliyahu ha-novi v'yoymer v'goymer aneini Hashem aneini. He davened Hashem aneini Hashem aneini, and he did that at mincha time. Why did he say twice aneini? Aneini shatered eish min ha-shamayim. First he davened that the fire should come down from Shemaim. V'aneini sheloyim rumaisek shofim heim. He davened, Hashem, give me special siyat tishmaya, that after you do your nes, they shouldn't say it's some witchcraft that I did. They should understand it was your fire, your nes, for your sake. Rabbi Yechanan said, after tefillas arvis, even with Ma'ariv, you should be very careful with it. Shenemer, as it says, Tiko in Tfilosi Ketoires Lefanecho. Ketoires was brought after the Korban Tomit Shalbein Arbaim. It's referring to Ma'ariv, and one should be very careful. Tiko in Tfilosi Ketoires Lefanecho Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. There was a special tefillah that Ma'ariv should be in the Skabel. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, after Tfilas Shachris. Even with Shachris, you should be very careful. Shenemer, as it says, Hashem Boiker. The tefillah said in the morning, Shachris, Tishma Koili, that Hashem will listen to our tefillahs, Boiker Erech Rechova Atzape. Continues the Gemara, the fourth memra, Omer of Chelbo, Omer of Huna. Kol Hanene Misudas Choson, Ve'enoi Misamchoi, Oiver Bechamisha Koilis. If somebody goes to Chasna and is not Misameach the Choson, he has transgressed five Koilis, because regarding Simchas Chosn Kala, the pasuk brings five times the word koil. Shenemer koil sosoin v'koil simcha koil chosoin v'koil kala koil oimrim hoidus Hashem tzvokis v'im samche. And if you do go to chasna and you are mesameach the chasn, mas choriv, what reward are you going to get? Because there's three answers to this question. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says Zoicha leToyra shenit no b'chamisha koilis. Connected the five koilis of being mesameach the chasen, he'll be zoicha to Toyra, which was given with five koilis. Shenemar vayi bayim ashlishi beyois aboike vayi koilis of rokim v'onon kovid alahor v'koil shayfar v'goimer vayi koil hashayfar v'goimer v'lekim yanenu b'koil. It says four times koil and once koilis being loshen rabim. Plural, altogether you have five koilis. Ask the Gemara, that's it, there's only five. Eini v'oksiv v'chol omroim es ha-koilis. It says later, there's another time it says koilis, which is another two koilis. There should be seven. It says the Gemara, oison koilis to koidim matan toira havi. When it says in the last pasuk v'chol omroim es ha-koilis, it doesn't mean another two koilis. It means those same five koilis is giving us a new piece of information about them. That not only were they heard, they were seen, royin es ha-koilis, something which is very unnatural. We can't normally see sound. There was a ness that those five koilis could be seen. Rebavau says that the schar of being mesameach ha-choson is ki'ilu hikriv toida, because in that very same posuk that speaks about the five koilis of the choson, Shenemar, it says, Mavim Toida Beis Hashem, you become part of those that bring a Toida to Hashem. Vnachem Beitzchok Omar. Vnachem Beitzchok gives a different schar, and also coming from the same pasuk. Ki'ilu bono achas mechurvis Yerushalayim, it's as if you took part in rebuilding one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, because it says in that same pasuk, Ki'oshiv es shvus oretz kabarishaino, Omar Hashem. The Gemara is now continuing with the fifth memra of Rav Chelboi, Omer Rav Huna. V'omer Rav Chelboi, Omer Rav Huna, kol odom sheesh bo yiras shemayim, dvorov nishmoim. A person that has yiras shemayim in his heart, he fears Hashem, the words he says get heard. Shenemar soif dovor hakol nishmo. It's a remez in the pasuk. You want to know how hakol nishmo, all your words will be heard? Es elikim yirei. It's because of yiras shemayim. V'goymer. My, what's pshat in the end of that pasuk? Kizeh kol odom. That a person who has yiras shemayim, zeh kol ha'odom. What does that mean? Omer Belaza, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, kol ha'ilam kulo iloi nivro elo b'shvil zeh. The whole world was only created because of this person who has yiras shemayim. Rav Abba Bar Kahana Omer, shokul zeh k'neged kol ha'ilam kuloi. This person with yiras shemayim is equal to the whole rest of the world. Rav Shimon ben Azai Omer, v'omer lo Rav Shimon ben Zayim Omer, kol ha'ilam kulo iloi nivro elo l'tzavas lezu. The whole world was only created in order to accompany, to annex itself to this Yirei Shemayim. And the Mefarshim here, the Maral, the Marsha, and others explain the little nuances between these three Lashonos as to why a person with Yirei Shemayim is Kol Ha'odom, all of existence surrounds that person. Now the sixth and last memra, V'omer of Chelbo, Omer of Huna, Kol she'idea b'chaveiro yishu rogi litin le'sholim. Any person that you know that he's used to saying shalom to you, to greeting you, yaktim le'sholim, make sure you greet him. Shenemar baki shalom v'rotfehu, you should be running to give people shalom. V'im nosan le'vule yichzir, if your friend says shalom to you, he greets you and you don't greet him back, nikro gazlan, you call the gazlan a thief. You owe it to him to say shalom to him. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'atem bi'artem akerem gzeila se'oni mibateichem. It's possible to even steal from somebody who's very, very poor. A poor person has nothing to steal. How can it be that you can steal something from somebody who has nothing? So the Gemara explains, a poor person is one thing that he has, and that's that he deserves that when he says shalom to you, when he greets you, that it's becoming to him that you should greet him back. And if you deprive him of that shalom, you've taken something away from him, even though he has nothing, and he's called a gazlan. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to start the top of Dav Zayin Omud Aleph.